Alright, so check it out, right? It's like 2000, I believe, 5. Actually, I got a boot camp and shit. I got stationed at Camp Pendleton, MCRD. After I left MCRD, San Diego, whatnot. I got stuck with Warehouseman at MCP. Right there on the air wing. Yeah, swinging with the wing and shit. And the fucked up thing is I had Texas Pete. If you ever look him up, look up Texas Pete. He's funny as shit. He tells you the truth. He don't fucking lie and shit. He's always funny. But fucking, me and my boy Graham. Yeah, so guys, we left from North Carolina to fucking Camp Pendleton. We get stuck with fucking digging. They both these little months. First of all, Texas Pete was a Lance Corporal. I believe he was. Maybe he was a PSC or some shit. That motherfucker threw us, all these motherfucking corporals and all these motherfuckers threw us in the middle of a fucking bin full with nothing but camis. We just had to throw them out. And then they made us come out of the fucking bin and separate them from fucking medium, small, large, all this shit. These little motherfuckers. And they were the worst of the worst. You know when they talk about Marines, how fucked up they are in the head? They're not fucked up in the head. They just like to have fun. They're actually good people and shit. But everybody gets this a bad fucking perception and shit about how Marines are assholes. They don't give a fuck. No, we actually do. But we like to have fun with each other. These motherfuckers. I'll tell you a story. I got tied up to this one female, Ramirez. If I could post this fucking picture on this fucking anchor, you guys would laugh me your ass off. But I didn't know the one time. My white ass was going to the chow hall and shit. Leaving from where we were at, I had nothing but sticky notes all over the fucking car of mine saying, I love Ramirez. I love Ramirez. I love Ramirez. Dude, and everybody was like laughing. I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't notice that shit at all. Even the motherfucker, I think Grant was with me. I think he knew. He was undercover, but I think he knew. I don't even know if fucking Texas Pete was with me, but he probably, I don't know. I don't really remember too much about it, but I just remember getting really pissed off because I had nothing but sticky notes. I believe it was sticky notes or signs. No, it was actually the sign with me tied up, I believe. God damn it. Texas Pete, let me know. But I was like, fucking motherfucker. And that was like right up the road from where my barracks room was at. And so everybody fucking do that shit. Ugh. Anyways, I'm just going to let you guys fucking know this shit because it's a fucking... simple fucking fact that, yeah. Texas Pete, fuck you, I love you. Asshole. Alright, let's see, what else can I talk about? Let's talk about Trevino. Let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna leave his ass out of that shit. Let's see. Give some bad times that happen in Marines' lives. Let's see. Let's see. Well, everybody keep thinking I'm fucking a big bitch back in that San Diego where I went to sleep in my car and I locked the door and they kept bringing it up. That was Ballard, Graham, and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers. All right, here, check it out. So, we're at this party in downtown San Diego. It's a party and shit and whoopee whoop. I'm playing beer pong. I was playing beer pong and whatnot. And fucking... big girl. I'm not hating on big girls. Love big girls. But I was like, alright, I'm done. So I went to my car to go to sleep. I was like, fuck it, you guys can hang out. And I'm going to sleep. Fell asleep. So the whole rumor is the big girl went in my car, unlocked the door, which I had the keys. And she molested me and I fucking gave her the 2-inch killer. I was like, I wouldn't know if I gave a big girl my 2-inch killer. I remember that shit. But I didn't. To this day, they still keep that shit. That's coming from glass, too. No glass, I did not. Texas Pete, you gotta put fucking glass in on this shit. But, let's see, what else we got? I ain't got really much left, man. I gotta go deal with you fucking motherfuckers from out of state, from Vegas, to come deal with your drinking. Your bullshit to come to my fucking city. You know how the fucking own your liquor, your beer, your drugs, or whatnot, motherfucker. I like to watch my Netflix. I don't like having a fucking CAP or AMR come to pick your ass up. Get your shit together. Shit bags. Anyways, number love from Corporal Daily. Two points short from Sergeant. Yeah, fuck off. Anyways, alright, well, I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna put this shit is. That was a good ass fucking thing. Oh yeah, and Glass was the shitty bandit in Iraq that smeared shit all over the place. Yeah, Glass, that was you, because you admitted to it when you were out here before you went back to Cleveland or Ohio or Idaho, wherever the fuck your ass went. You admitted to it because that smile on your face. I was like, you were the one. Nasty motherfucker. Still love you. Yeah, I go.